This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it is going to be a wonderful, a fantastic Monday. Put a smile on your face. We're going to talk about ignoring the Supreme Court here in just a moment. I'll get to that. We're going to talk about the anatomy of a DC scandal as they're trying to get rid of Pete Hegseth. Oh, yeah, there's that whole memo, that NIH memo about, well, COVID, its origins, Fauci's still out there, Raphael Warnock's a crook, all kinds of emails, Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. There's just too much to get to tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to get to this right off the bat, though. It's time for Donald Trump to ignore the United States Supreme Court. Period. End of story. And, well, I got all kinds of emails like this one. How shocking to find that you're advocating abandoning the U.S. Constitution while calling yourself a supporter of democracy and I've done all kinds of stuff and death threats and all kinds of stuff. So let me double and triple down on everything right here as long as I have everyone's attention. And I need to explain exactly who I'm going to argue with or lay everything out for, because when I talk about ignoring the United States Supreme Court, I'll give you all the details in a moment in the buildup, but when I talk about ignoring the Supreme Court in order to deport the barbarians, there are two different groups who get angry about that. One I don't care about. The other one is the one I will try to explain something to. Now, first, the first group, the one I don't care about at all, the death threats are all from, or mostly from these people. The America-hating communists, they don't care about the Supreme Court or the Constitution or the law or any of these other things at all. They believe in the mass importation of barbarians in order to bring about the destruction of America, and they will justify anything to bring that about. So because that's their goal, we are enemies. We are mortal enemies. We will always be mortal enemies. If that's what you want, the mass importation of foreigners, you and I are enemies, and we always will be. So I'm not worried about explaining anything to them. Set that group aside. This is not an explanation for the America-hating communists. This is an explanation for the people on the right who disagree with what I'm saying and disagree with my methods. So allow me to explain a bunch of different things as I lay it all out for you here. First, I live in fear of a civil war. I do. Even if it's not a full-blown North versus South type civil war, I live in fear of political violence. I'm talking about sustained, ongoing political violence, not just a new communist a month shoots a couple people. We've already reached that point in the country. I am concerned about the country breaking up violently, people killing each other internally. That, to me, is like the worst thing in the world. And you know, I'm no historian, I'm no expert, but you know, I know a little bit about history. Those are always the saddest stories to me. It's not the wars, the battles, we marched off to foreign lands, they invaded. It's not that. The ones that are just awful are the ones where countrymen are fighting each other. I am terrified and I stand completely against political violence. I don't want anyone to get hurt, not on the left, not on the right. That is where I'm coming from. I'm coming from that place and the place of I want the United States of America to remain free, prosperous, and wonderful for generations of Kellys I will never meet. Not just my sons or their sons or daughters or whoever comes after them. Five generations of Kellys from now, people who will never know I existed, right? I want them to enjoy a wonderful country. So that's where I'm coming from. No political violence. The continued excellence of America. That's where I'm coming from. Now, because that's where I'm coming from, I have to analyze where we are as a country. Not where I want us to be, not where you want us to be. Let's set it. We're not going to do childlike naivete here. Let's talk about where we actually are. Where we actually are is this. There are two major political parties in the United States of America, Democrats and Republicans. We are unlike many countries around the world who have bunches of parties. We have two here, two that are going to hold any significant levels of power, Democrats and Republicans. And because that's our situation is dire because one of those two political parties has decided that the mass importation of foreigners is central to their plans. Now we could sit here and analyze the different factions and the reasons behind that inside the Democrat Party. We won't, but we could. Are there a bunch of Democrats at the top who just want to burn the country down? Yep, that's a portion. Are there a bunch of them for whom it's just about power, getting more votes in the census, getting more of this? Yes, there's a bunch of those. Are there Democrats? Are there registered Democrats in the United States of America who genuinely believe it's the good person, the upstanding person, it's the upstanding thing to do to bring in people from these poor countries? So they, yes, of course, there are some Democrats like that. But, you know, the reasons don't really matter at all. The result is an unbelievable increase in the cost of your living. Housing is through the roof because of illegals. Healthcare through the roof because of illegals. The quality of schooling in this country down because of illegals. You could go industry after industry, part of your life after part of your life. Nations don't massively import foreigners without consequences. There are bad consequences for the citizens. It works out well for the elites all the time, but for the citizens themselves, it works terribly. And I didn't even bring up the crime, the drugs, the murder, the rape, the robbery, as the mass importation of other cultures, oftentimes garbage cultures, comes into your community. The mass importation of foreigners is maybe the central plank of the modern day Democrat Party. And the reasons, the individual reasons that may vary, really are not important at all. We cannot stay a country if Democrats are allowed to have their way. They have embarked in a now three-week long campaign now to bring back into the United States of America a man with MS-13 tattooed on his knuckles who was sent to El Salvador, and not a single elected Democrat in the United States. You're welcome to point it out if I'm wrong. I'll take any emails. But to my knowledge, not a single elected Democrat in the United States of America has spoken out against returning an MS-13 gang member to the country. Has anybody said anything? I haven't seen it. That is what the Democrat Party stands for now. Okay, so now we have to talk about power. The Constitution, the Supreme Court, and rules. You see, what I just laid out as far as Democrat plans go, that's insane. Don't allow the insanity of the modern Democrat Party to shift the Overton window in your mind, to wear you down into believing that any part of what I just said is sane at all. You can drop all the labels, left, right, liberal, none of the Democrat, Republican, drop all the labels, and you could get in a time machine and go to any point in human history. Walk up to a citizen of any country and tell them, hey, there's this country, and one of the two major political parties believes in bringing in as many foreigners as possible and keeping them here. What do you think about that? And every person you talk to throughout history would be all, well, that's insane. Who would do that? That's an insane place to be. But that is where we are. And The problem we have right now is there are supposed to be safeguards as a country to stop any political party that turns that evil from doing all the evil things it wants to do. And I'm not only talking about the court system. You should have a media that destroyed Democrats for that. A court system, yes, that plays a part in it. Our various institutions, they should have stepped up and stopped Democrats from doing what they did for 4 years. Instead, they encouraged it. That brings us to where we are. And we'll talk about that more in a moment. Before we talk about that, I want to talk to you about finding that next employee and how easy ZipRecruiter makes it. Because ZipRecruiter has something called Zip Intro. Zip Intro is essentially speed dating for potential employees. You log on into ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. And today you post your job. Tomorrow you have candidates already lined up where you do back-to-back video calls. Just boom, 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 boom. Hey, 5 minutes with you, 5 minutes from you. You pick the time. Zip Intro does all the work, lines up the candidates. How long does it take you to disqualify somebody? If you talk to Chris, you would immediately, 5 seconds, you'd be, oh, that guy's never working for me. That's how Zip Intro can work for you, and you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. We'll get to Medal of Honor Monday about 45 minutes from now. We have to talk about, right now, the failure of our institutions to protect us and what it means for us and the Trump administration ignoring the Supreme Court and other kinds of things. But I already discussed, I laid out, Democrats want the mass importation of foreigners. And for 4 years, they did it. And for 4 years, your institutions didn't stop them. Remember, a country is protected and held up by its institutions. The American media, any country's media, is a critical institution. The court system is an institution. The religious systems, institutions. These institutions, education and others, these are what your country rests upon. The Biden administration went insane for 4 years. Remember the Haitians? Maybe you forgot this news story. Remember one day we woke up and there were 14,000 Haitians on the border? That's where we got that fake controversy about the Border Patrol guy whipping one of them. He wasn't doing that, but 14,000 of them on the border. Biden administration wakes up, sees 14,000 Haitians on the border. They're concerned about the optics of it because they're already starting to get some grumbling from the American people. They're so concerned about the optics that they tried everything they could to censor media coverage of the Haitians who were parked on our border. 14,000 of them, that's an army of them. Well, we woke up, I believe it was two, three days. We woke up one morning and poof, they were gone. Gone? Did they go back? Well, no. The Biden administration was so evil, they waited until it got dark and they brought all 14,000 into your country. For 4 years, Democrats violated and ignored every law, every norm, every rule, and brought in 20 million people in 4 years. Completely unlawful. And during that time, do you know how many times the courts stopped them? None. Never. Oh, they'd try a little injunction here or there, but nothing. The Biden administration just kept marching. kept flying them in with your money, busing them in, flying them in, thousands upon thousands, turning into tens of thousands, turning into hundreds of thousands, turning into millions a year. As fast as they could bring them into your country, they brought them into your country. And then they brought them right into your community, and they put them in your kids' schools. And now your child, instead of sitting next to Bobby and Sarah, sits next to Click Click and Boop Boop, and that's why they're pooping on the sidewalk out in front of the school, and crime is shot through the roof in your tiny town of 5,000 people. Democrats did it to you on purpose, and no court stopped them. The Supreme Court didn't stop them. And now the Trump administration wants them out, and the Supreme Court stepped in because the Trump administration brought an old law up, the Alien Enemies Act of the 1700s, basically 1800 or 1798, and they said, we're going to use this as justification not to even deport all 20 million. We're going to grab the Venezuelan prison gang named Tren de Aragua, and we're going to throw them onto planes and get them out of our country because they're foreigners, they're violent, they're a danger, they're terrorists, and we're removing them. And the United States Supreme Court stepped in with a temporary stop on that, saying, whoa, you can't deport them quite so fast. Hold on. We need to wait for a lower court to rule. Hold, just wait a little while. Wait a while longer. No rush on getting the barbarians out. And so what I said was, and allow me to repeat it for anybody who missed it the first time, not only should the Supreme Court be completely ignored by the Trump administration, anybody, officer of the court or otherwise, who tries to step in should be arrested and thrown in prison themselves. And if the Supreme Court wants to push the issue, the Supreme Court should be dissolved entirely, completely disappear the entire Supreme Court. Why do I say that? Because you do not have a country and cannot and will not have a country if they can import 20 million people without the court stopping them. And the second we try to do so, we are told there's due process, there's the lower court, you have to do it the right way. This is a rule, this is a law, but what about the bleh? I don't care about your legal arguments either. Well, Jesse, what about the writ of habeas corpus? None of your arguments mean anything to me at all. Can I deport foreign barbarians as fast as they brought them in? If the answer to my question by you is no, then I don't care about anything else you say. I don't care about your education. I don't care about your justification. I don't care about your constitution. I don't care about the rules. I don't care about what Reagan said or Washington said or I don't give a crap. If I am not allowed to deport foreign barbarians as fast as the demons can bring them in, then your argument sucks and I ignore it completely. And I don't celebrate where we are. I want to be clear about that. This is a terrible place to be. I can't believe that we are here. I can't believe. Look, there's always been differences in political parties. I can't believe we've gotten to the place where half of the parties who run the United States of America are nakedly, openly trying to destroy it. And the other party seems to be so lost to what to do about it. I'll try to finish this little rant up in just a moment. Before I do that, had a wonderful Easter. I hope you had a wonderful Easter. We had brisket. Fred had rough greens. We all got to eat well. You see, it's not just that rough greens actually gives your dog the nutrition your dog food doesn't give your dog. The dog loves it. You realize that. We've now gotten to this snobby place with Fred. We ran out of rough greens. It was 2 days. It wasn't even a big deal. We ran out of rough greens. Our next bag hadn't gotten to the house yet, and Fred wouldn't eat. Just decided, where's the rough greens on the food? This is what's happened. But it's going to keep him alive longer. Vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes and probiotics and omega oils and all the wonderful things that he does not get in his dog food, he gets from the rough greens we sprinkle on the food. Give your dog or your cat some rough greens. They have Meow Greens for cats. Free Jumpstart trial bags. Let your dog try it. You'll see what I mean. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right, more on this. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show
on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday, about a half hour away from Medal of Honor Monday. That's always a good time. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So ignore the Supreme Court. I realize that's quite a call. But here's where I am. The history of the world says that the will of the people must be implemented by whatever form of government they have, elected, a king, whatever. The will of the people at some point must be implemented, or the people themselves will switch out their government. They will switch it out. They will make big changes. You will have big problems. I could go through, look, endless examples. It's virtually every society ever. When the elected leaders or monarchs just completely disregard the people, it ends badly. Donald Trump was elected in large part to address the illegal immigrants that Joe Biden brought into the country. The American people have never been this pro-deportation, ever. And Trump's numbers, considering what the stock market did again today, are unbelievably high. And when you dig into the numbers, you find out it's because of deportation. This is what the American people want. If the Donald Trump administration is not allowed by our institutions to deport the people the demons brought into the country, then the American people will decide to make changes. And they'll decide they want a dictator. And I do not want a dictator. I know you may. Whenever I say that, I get all kinds of people who email in and say, Jesse, I'm ready for one now. I'm not yelling at you. I get where you're coming from, but you're actually making my point for me. People are starting to hunger for one. If your constitutional republic, your House, your Senate, your presidency will not implement your will or cannot implement your will because the institutions have been corrupted and stop them from implementing your will, then you will seek out whatever form of government will implement your will. The American people do not want their communities overrun by foreign barbarians. The Democrat Party does. The court system does. The Republican Party's too weak to stop it. If Donald Trump, in his 4 years, is not allowed to deport the people the Democrats brought into this country, the right will choose a dictator, and I don't mean somewhere far in the future, very, very shortly. In my lifetime, unless I die tonight, the right will in fact demand a dictator. You think I'm radical for saying the Trump administration should ignore the Supreme Court? I am here to once again warn all of you, I am the moderate solution. I am the one attempting to keep this ship together, because if we are not allowed to deport the barbarians, then someone will come along who will do drastic things. And I don't want to live in a dictatorship. And it will not be the left who chooses one. The right will choose one. I said it last time. Let's just take Donald Trump out of it, because he's so popular, he kind of blows up all the narratives. Just act like Donald Trump is, he retires, he's gone. We'll make it about the next election cycle. Trump is retired, he's gone. And I know J.D. Vance is popular right now. Let's say J.D. retires too. He's done. He's walking away from politics. So we have this big, meaningless field, all these different people, these names and things like that. Let's say opening day of the Republican primary for 2028. After Donald Trump is kept from deporting people for 4 years, opening day of the primary, the candidates all come out, and one candidate steps up and says, I'll tell you this, I don't care what the law says, I don't care what the Constitution says, I'm going to arrest anybody in the Supreme Court who tries to stop me from deporting foreigners, and anyone in the media who tries to stop me, I'll arrest them too. In fact, I'll put them on the same deportation flight. Would you vote for that person? What do you think, I'm asking, what do you think the poll numbers would be for that person if he stepped up and said that today? Now, what I just said is not constitutional. It's not lawful. It's what a complete dictator would do. And I bet you money you sat there and nodded your head and cheered when I just said it. This is about saving a country. Do you know that Barack Obama, I think it was 3 million? I believe Barack Obama deported 3 million people in his 4 years. As of right now, Donald Trump is not on pace to deport as many people as Barack Obama did. Democrats brought in 20 million. The system looks like it will allow Trump to deport about 2, maybe 3, and then we're done. You see, if I am in charge of, oh, Chris said 5 million for Obama. Oh, yeah, we won't touch that. If you decide you're going to play a game of Monopoly against your mortal enemy, I don't care who it is. Maybe it's your brother, your neighbor, someone you hate. Just a one-on-one game. And I'm the administrator of the rules. And you know the rules of Monopoly. I have the dice. It's just one set of dice. You don't get to choose your chance cards and things like that. And every single time you roll, you pull out your own dice to roll the number you want. When you pull a chance card you don't like, you just put it back and grab the other one. And I let it go every time. No, no, no. You're good to go. No, take another $500 from the bank. That's fine. No, do what you want. I'm not going to step in and stop you. And then it's your turn. And when you go, you try to grab your own dice. And I say, whoa, 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 whoa. Play by the rules. Hold on here. Is that who you are? You want to be a cheater? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Use the normal dice. No, you don't get to switch out your chance card. Hold on. Don't you want to be a good person? Play by the rules. Be a good person. No, you don't get to do. No, you can't break that rule. Follow the rules. Who's going to win that game of Monopoly? It's already been decided. I don't celebrate telling the Donald Trump administration to ignore the Supreme Court. I think it's awful. I think it's awful where we are. But I also do not acknowledge the legitimacy of any person or entity. Anyone. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's a court. Maybe it's a judge. Maybe it's a politician. I do not acknowledge the legitimacy of anyone or anything that tells me I am not allowed to mass deport the foreigners Democrats brought into my country. The second you say that to me, I stop caring about your credentials or your role or whatever. And I don't care if it's the United States Supreme Court. I don't care if it's 9 judges in robes with all the Harvard Law degrees and all the this or that. And that means absolutely nothing to me whatsoever. If you can look me in the eye and tell me that I am not allowed to deport foreign barbarians as fast as you bring in foreign barbarians, then you're not legitimate to me at all. It's applicable to the Supreme Court and all of them. We can't survive this. We can't. These people cannot be the only ones who get to choose the immigration system of the country.
But here's the reality. As far as I'm concerned, he's a lot less criminal than the person that's sitting in the White House. Because last time I checked, he doesn't have any criminal convictions. I don't even think he has any outstanding cases versus the guy that still had cases pending when he was sworn in on January 20th and also has 34 felony convictions. So listen, I don't want to hear anything from the Republican Party about how they're trying to keep us safe when their fearless leader is actually the biggest criminal thus far that we have seen, because I haven't seen anybody with a rap sheet that looks like the president's.
Nobody stopped Democrats for 4 years. They actually used a refugee program to bring in hundreds of thousands of people from Venezuela. And they did. It was completely illegal. Nobody stopped them. The Trump administration is now trying to get rid of them after Democrats violated the law. And the court stepped in and said, no, you can't. It's time to do crazy things. Things that seem crazy. Not because we're crazy or violent or against the rule of law. It's because it's the only way we can have a rule of law. I'm moving off of this for now. Let's talk about something. Let's do a couple emails before we get to the Hegseth thing. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, terrific Monday. Thrilled, absolutely thrilled. I hope you had a wonderful Resurrection Day, a wonderful Easter. I know we certainly did in the Kelly household. Hey, Chris, how was your Easter? Sorry, that wasn't even right. Anyway, one last word here. New Mexico Democrat judge resigns after ICE arrests alleged Tren de Aragua gang member in his home. Judge Joel Cano, a former police officer, allowed Ortega Lopez to file a request for immigration relief using the judge's residential address. Court exhibits also posted social media posts of the foreign national posing with the judge. This is the level of commitment to illegal immigration from one of the two major political parties. There's just not a great way out of where we are. You tell me we can't set aside this, we can't set aside that. It's all been set aside. Don't send me your lame emails. It sounds like a child. But Jesse, we have a constitutional republic. Really? Do we? Do we have one of those? The Biden administration took your money and created an app for your phone so foreigners can schedule their invasion of the country. Do we have a constitutional republic? Is that what we have? I'm not sure we have one of those anymore. Hey, Jesse. I have high school boys in track as well. Do some emails here. I was at the meet this week and wanted to support the school at the concession stand. A slice of pizza was $6. I know Chris is fainting right now. Regular pepperoni. That's if a normal 8-slice pizza, they're valuing at $48. I couldn't buy one out of principle. Now, here's what I'll say about that, because they do this stuff at my kid's school too. They do these things where they overcharge crazily for little items like that to fund things at the school. And in general, I try to not do that because that's such a violation of money. Like, it's such a gross overspend, but sometimes I do. However, I will say, we went to a swim tournament for my youngest not long ago. And you know what they had there? The little mini round Red Baron pizzas you buy in the gas station in the freezer section. The one in the little, you know what I'm talking about, Chris? Corey, you know what I'm talking about? Those are underrated. You could, what, Chris? You can microwave those? Those things are delicious. Absolutely delicious. You can knock out 2 or 3 of those, and they're not that much money. They're really not, Chris. I think it was 2 for $3 last time I looked. What? What about at the swim meet? Oh, that was getting back to that. At the swim meet, they had a concession stand, and it was the standard stuff, chips and things like that, but they had those little Red Baron pizzas. Now, if memory serves me, they were $4 a piece, which is obviously too much. I paid it, right? I paid it. Don't shake your head at me, Chris. Until you've sat in a swim meet for 6 hours a day, don't shake your head at me. You get hungry. You have needs. Oh, Chris, yeah. Did you think the sporting events your little girl's going to take you to, did you think they were going to be like an hour, buddy? Let me give you a little helpful piece of advice, okay? I don't know whether or not you're a runner. Get your daughter into cross country. Cross country. I'll explain why. You see, my oldest son, he does track and he does cross country. My youngest does swimming. If your kid does swimming, baseball, wrestling's like this, things like that, it's entire Saturdays, 6-7 hours, like a track meet for my oldest. 5-6 hours at least. You show up, there's 5-6 schools, there's different events. Your kid doesn't even race for 2 hours at a time. He'll do a race, he has to sit it down. Same thing at swim meets, same thing. A baseball game, you'll go to a doubleheader, tripleheader, you're at the field. I've done all that too. They used to play that too. Soccer works the exact same way. But then God created this wonderful sport for parents like me called cross country. And your kid, obviously, it's running. It's a great sport, but you're running outside 2 or 3 miles. The high schoolers run 3 miles roughly around here. Well, there's only a couple races, boys and girls, and then they split it up a little bit by age. You show up at cross country, 30 minutes later, you leave. You show up, well, Chris, how long does it take him to run 3 miles? You have to have him there ahead of time. He shows up, he warms up with the team. You roll in 15 minutes before the race starts, park, walk up to the race, pow, the starting gun goes off, he runs 3 miles. When he's done, you're in the car, You're headed home. Whatever you do, don't let your kid play any sport they want. Make them get into cross country, even if they hate running. It's not about them. It's about you. It's about you. And don't ever believe any parent who tells you, those are some of our fondest memories. Oh, that's the worst. The absolute. Oh, when your kid's actually out there doing something, it's nice. But I don't care about the other kids. 2-3 hours long is horrible. What, Chris? What about Little League? Yeah? Do you think that it's like a Houston Astros game, Chris? Little League? Do you think... No, I'm seriously asking. Do you think you're going to see these kids hit bombs or something like that, buddy? Do you think your daughter's going to be doing something cool like sliding headfirst into second base or something like that? No, Chris. You know what I used to do during Little League games? My father used to sit in the stands and just want to just come out and murder me because he was, you know, the athlete who wanted you to do really well. I would sit in the right field and I would make pretend that I had a gun and I would shoot down planes. My parents still laugh about it to this day. I was always in the right field because I sucked so bad. And I was in right field and I would be out. I'd be making the noises too. I don't remember this, but from my smallest days, I wasn't even watching the batter. I didn't even care about the batter. I was going doing like the fake guns thing. And this guy's shooting down planes, or I'd be daydreaming, or I'd just sit down and pick weeds. And then when they actually hit the ball to your kid, he never catches it. He never, ever catches it. The ball will land. It'll float back to the fence. Finally, they'll eventually stop the game after 4 innings because there's one kid from Cuba who lied on his birth certificate and he's 35 years old with a goatee. He's throwing 65 miles an hour and hitting bombs and it's 17-0 in the 4th inning. And Chris, this is just the first game. This is the first game. There are 3 games that day. There are 3 games. And it's the worst thing in the world. Worst thing in the world. Anyway, let's do Medal of Honor Monday next. Before we do that, let me switch up your cell phone service. You don't need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. This is not the old days. Today, you have an option because Pure Talk came around. Pure Talk is the company that was hiring Americans before Donald Trump got into office. I am so worn out by talking to people who don't speak English on the phone. That's if you can talk to anybody at all. Press 12 for it's awful. You want to speak to a pleasant American? You'll be on the phone for 10 minutes. You'll be able to keep your cell phone number, and you'll speak to a pleasant human being who speaks English because Pure Talk loves this country so much they hire Americans based right here in America. That sound good to you? Oh, by the way, your cell phone bill, mine got cut in half. $25 a month because unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data. $25 a month for that cell phone you're holding in your hand? Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.